is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Chancellor Angela Merkel said Germany stood with France after a brutal knife attack on Thursday that claimed three lives at a church in the southern city of Nice. An attacker with a knife shouting Allahu Akbar beheaded a woman and killed two other people in a suspected terrorist attack. The mayor of Nice said on Twitter it had happened in or near the city's Notre Dame church and that police had detained the attacker. Nice's mayor also said the methods match those used against the teacher Samuel Paty, who was beheaded earlier this month in a Paris suburb. The attacker had said he wanted to punish Paty for showing pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a class discussion on freedom of speech. Since Paty's killing, French officials, backed by many ordinary citizens, have reasserted the right to display the cartoons, and the images have been widely displayed at marches in solidarity with the killed teacher. That has prompted an outpouring of anger in parts of the Muslim world, with some governments accusing French leader Emmanuel Macron of pursuing an anti-Islam agenda. A Saudi citizen wounded a guard in a knife attack at the French consulate in Jeddah on Thursday, state media and the French embassy said. In a statement, the embassy said that the assailant was apprehended by Saudi security forces. The guard was taken to the hospital and his life is not in danger. Police in Mecca province, where Jeddah is situated, said the attacker was a Saudi, but it did not give the nationality of the guard, who they said had sustained minor injuries. The French embassy in Riyadh strongly condemned the attack and urged its nationals in Saudi Arabia to exercise extreme vigilance.